It's a podcast that won't leave your sister alone. It's Guys, Games, and Beer!
Yeah!
So, Rob, what is the topic tonight?
I have another one.
Whoa, okay. whoa!
What's happening tonight?
Is what I'm doing to that rubber ducky. Oh my God!
You can keep that now.
Good defense. That was good.
Yeah. Give me that ducky. Give me that ducky.
Solid.
All right, so what are we talking about tonight, Rob?
We're talking about The Road Less Traveled, the video game or system that you played that you don't think anybody else is playing. The first time anybody was silent. Oh, fuck, I didn't read the show notes.
I did.
What I'm hearing.
No, I think we all read the show notes.
What right. board all game right. you said?
Actually, yeah, I just was that's like, that. You didn't say board game.
That oh, I'm sorry, board played. Game as well.
Ah, yes!
It's always an afterthought.
Oh, game, system.
Easy. Okay, just save it. Don't shoot your load yet.
Whoa,
you're behind me. Don't shoot your load.
It just feels so good. I can't help it.
All right. So, Michael, you got this out or not?
Come back to me. I got it.
You got it. Okay. Think about that. Think about that. Let's start with Larry then.
Well, first of all, let's preface it by saying this particular group has had a long history with underdogs. So, The Road Less Traveled is a little more traveled in this group than the general populace. Like, we've had N-Gages and Amigas.
All of you guys.
Yeah, we play games that nobody
If it's a loser, we're
Hockey
playing
Hockey Kingdoms
it.
For the N-Gage was the shit, though.
It was, actually.
Where's the Cookie was a really good game.
Sad time.
Is that a game?
To this day, if you have an N-Gage, you can play Settlers of Catan.
Wait,
yes.
Cookie?
Can you still activate that thing?
Yes.
Sad talking.
Stick the sim still in it.
All the things you learned in Boy Scouts.
Okay,
So anyways.
Hey, JJ.
Hey, Rob.
What's blue and comes in a brownie?
I don't want to answer that question.
Do you know it?
Allegedly, Cub Scouts.
It'd be a Boy Scout.
In Georgia.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I have to ask you close to if there's anything wrong.
All right, Larry.
All right. So,
why don't you have a seat?
And B-Fig, I know, is coming up, which indie gaming, and they have board games and stuff. Well, bring along today one of the original indie games that probably was not played too often. Came out in 1991. From the Haynes Brothers. And I gotta tell you, it's really hard to find any information on this game, but they do have a Facebook page.
Because when you Google it, all you get is underwear?
Yeah.
Haynes so anyways, Bros. The game is Haynes called... Bros.
All you get is a
There's
picture of...
There's dicks crisis. Everywhere.
This is the actual production version of it. When the Parkside Association of Wargamers originally bought it,
Larry,
the original first board was like foam with, you know, the paper just stuck on it like that. But this was actually a production board game, and it's a lot like the game of life. You start out, your parents have kicked you out of the house, and you got to figure out what you want to do from there. Go to the army.
This looks
go
really
to college,
depressing.
It mostly is.
It's like a depressing game of life.
It is. It's a twisted version of life. You might choose to do crime, which you might end up going to jail for. Not just random go to jail. You go to jail from doing crime in this game. You might rat out on your friends, and that might get you a free card. Or,
a weasel card?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun this game here. It was a really complete game. It's a shame it really didn't take off as well as you'd like. You know, you have great little pieces here where your car is a nice box.
But you are also a nice smaller box. I'm like,
whoa.
But the fancy cars, it's wedge shaped.
Wow.
Fancier.
It's aerodynamic.
And the winning conditions are to, at the end, the game ends with your death. And
what?
And the end game kind of life.
That is
and
then,
life of
it is game of life. And but it's a twisted version of the game of life. And the object is to die with his most amount of money and cash and prizes, you know,
that's
and
what life's about
cars guys. And stuff like that. So it's a classic.
Legacy.
Not many people have played it.
No.
Came with a
what
comic book.
Money?
Ooh.
It's like one page, you know. One page comic book.
But so you it came did that with a one. Photocopier, I'm guessing, too.
So
nice artwork.
But, I thought it was a really great game at the time. One of these days, maybe we'll do a Let's Play.
That'd be cool.
And we'll check it out. But I don't think anybody here has played this one.
Nope.
So, and kind of original indie. Ooh, and it is a signed copy.
Go fuck yourself.
Nice. Yeah, so that's nice.
It says Drunken Larry.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
This is my alter ego, so...
Okay,
Brian! So, game that... get the fuck out of my face, I swear to God. So, the game that...
Stay in his face.
Yeah. So, don't even think about it. So, the game that I really liked when I was younger was a little game called Gravity Well. Do you guys remember that?
No. That's what I call your butt.
Are you talking about the one that you, like, they had a museum where you dropped the quarter in and it circles around until it drops down the gravity
that
well?
That is a very fun game.
I
hate that one at the zoo.
Him and may have been. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'd take one penny and just throw it in.
No, okay,
right?
So
now,
what was
and then grab
well?
It before it would go in. So I'd,
no, your grandma would grab it before it goes in.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
It was a washer, actually.
No, this is a game from Software Engineering Incorporated in 1995. It was included in Windows 95, and it's the game of Interplanetary Conquest, where you fly around in a little fighter jet thingy, and here, I'll just get the video playing so you guys can see. But
that's helpful.
Yeah, just us.
That's your
audience.
Just the people here.
Yeah.
Could you just read the rest of the Wikipedia entry, please?
There is no Wikipedia.
It looks like a very terrible game.
Yeah, it's got Vectrex-style graphics. I really like it.
So it's the stolen version of Star Castle.
Sure.
I heard that's Star Castle. Solar Wars.
I have absolutely no idea. But I was...
You're pew-pewing something.
I'm not doing anything, but... I was fucking obsessed with this game because you just fly around, destroy other fucking colonies, and it was the perfect game for someone with no friends growing up. So.
It sounds exactly like the perfect game with someone with no
really
friends.
Was.
I ruled the galaxy.
Important question: how does gravity play the role?
So, if you watch, oh, he just died, but. Each planet or each colony around there has there was a little bit of a physics engine with this, and every time you got close to a star, a massive body of or massive mass.
I'm getting a massive body.
I can't even think right now. I'm just
mass.
Tired, guys.
Wink, wink.
Massive
not
mass.
Phallic at all.
It would suck you in. So if you got next to a star,
you
like
yeah.
your butt.
Yep. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Just like your gravity well. Button.
Yeah, it does.
There's a Vectrex game very similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
Except you only have one planet in the middle and you fight for it.
Right.
Because it was a Vectrex.
Right.
Yeah. Space.
This is the spiritual successor to that game.
Yeah.
You can have... Yeah, you can
let
have...
Let alone fact.
You
don't
have up to five players on this, but a lot of them were bots, and you could set, like, the moods for the bots. So if you wanted to just,
Cuddling!
You know, if you wanted to cuddle with, red team, that's great.
Could you make one? What's that new feeling on Facebook? Hashtag yellow swag douche or whatever. Could you make one of those?
Probably.
And just flow around going, hey, bro.
Warning shots fired.
YOLO.
Swag.
Swag missiles locked on.
All right, Ben, what is yours?
Trouser
snake.
Trouser snake. No, because I don't think any of you guys owned a Game Gear.
I did.
Really?
I had
a special edition.
Oh, yeah, you did have that one.
I just
picked
up a blue one for
$4.
Nice.
I'm going to say
for
Shining Force.
At it.
Shining Force is legit, and you were the one who did, originally lend me.
Boom.
Yeah.
So I played it before him. Yeah. But I also have this Android game that I just recently downloaded. It's a really good shitter game, because there's absolutely no thinking.
Speaking of shitter, who farted?
It's called, it's probably me. I didn't notice, though. Inflation RPG. So you just run around, and it's random instances of just, kill this monster. And it's very just like, tap, tap. Tap, and it's the combat is there is nothing to it at all. It is just gear and grinding for levels and money, and it's very boring. But it gets me through my poops.
It gets me through the poops.
I don't have the data plan in it's buildings about, that are made of concrete. So it's
like, so if I wanted to grind and just sit there breaker. And pour out of my mind, World of Warcraft, okay?
On my phone while I shit. This is my shit.
Isn't the world gotten so much better now that you have, like, data and you don't have to be stuck with, like, Snake and Brick Breaker?
I mean, they're great games, don't get me wrong.
Shit. I love
that. Yeah. Yeah, but no, I should really get, you know, ebooks on there or something, but I just don't.
No, you shouldn't. You're pooping. Don't play.
You don't know how to poop!
Oh my god!
I have this title for you!
We've had
Benjamin
this discussion,
Thompson,
man.
The bathroom theologian.
You know what, though? They have John books.
No!
They only have small factoids, couple sentences.
BT: BT.
No,
don't
BT
read the bathroom. Don't
BT square AMB. For God's sake, don't speak to people. I hate when I walk into the... The bathroom's at Marquette, and somebody
doctor,
is in the shitter on the phone talking to somebody. No, don't do that.
That's
I usually call you
that's
when I'm on
the
shitter, Tom.
Texting.
I don't
get text.
Text.
Maybe
no. No, I walk.
Maybe they need some
Students
emotional support
okay
at that point.
You can tweet while you poop.
To call
Twitter
people
shitter
while you're in the fucking job.
I
so badly want
to
go up there.
I
and just
force you
pee
people to talk and listen to me.
It's,
and you know
man,
the acoustics.
Well,
you know that person is in the
why would you do that? So you don't play games in the shitter. You don't read in the shitter.
You know what we should do? We don't have reasons in the bathroom. Now we should just stand outside of the door and have phone
calls. Every time he
repeatedly
calls
him,
just call him. Every time goes to the toilet. Call.
You know what's the worst?
Everyone.
When
we should
standing
just throw a phone in the bathroom and call that phone when he's in the bathroom.
No, 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 no,
no,
guys.
No,
hotel.
Cameras
hotel
in the bathroom.
Wait,
no.
Hotels, I was going to
money maker.
You know
oh my
worst?
God, get back on topic.
All right, back on topic.
No, enough about shitting.
Oh, no. A game, you game board or
really
video?
It was about phones.
I hate you guys.
All right, well, I have a game that not many people actually play, but it's for free, and if you have Windows, it's called Purple Place. It's for if you're, like, super intoxicated and you're looking for something really simple to play. There's matching games, and you can do, like, little bakery things. And it never gets above a kindergarten level, so it's perfect.
For this crowd especially.
Yes.
Exactly.
True.
Okay,
tailored
for us.
Especially.
The purple game.
Actually,
Taylor
just Brian.
For us.
Just Brian.
Get it? Taylor.
Okay,
Taylor.
I will ask, because I'm betting no. Has anybody
Taylor
here played the purple game?
I love tormenting him with it. Taylor.
I
have
purple
not.
Taylor.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Travis has played it.
It's built
oh, the purple-headed warrior?
Of course, Travis.
I played it once this morning.
No, not that game.
Oh, JJ.
What?
JJ, let's talk about your purple monster.
What about the purple monster?
One hard monster. Fight, purple people eating?
Well, I mean, first off, it's huge.
You're a mushroom-headed warrior. Put it up.
All right. For serious times, what's my hipster game?
Looks like it's wearing a sombrero. All right, I'm done. I'm
well,
done.
No, I mean, if it's the game that I played, I'm like, oh, I'm the first that played it. I'm the first.
Or yeah,
it's my hipster game.
You're Bush
right?
With a serape.
Yeah.
You've probably never heard of it.
Doused in sriracha.
Sriracha. Well, I had a good one, but I don't remember it now.
That's how rare it plays.
You got me talking about my purple
you
monster,
had
and I just got
all the time to wait and think.
Oh no, JJ, I know you played the Trisky game at Boy Scout camp.
The what?
You did.
You
were talking about this.
I have not
show
played it. That game is gross.
He didn't tell me a story.
Let's take a
yeah
moment.
You
yeah
played
yeah
that
I
game.
No,
I'm not going to tell that story for the masses.
All right. Shall we come back?
Yeah, come back.
Right.
Oh,
no.
I'll remember it. I'll remember it.
I have two potentially. One, I don't know if I've never heard anyone talk about it, but I played it and I liked it. And I actually started playing again because, I mean, no, I recently fixed my original Game Boy. It's up and running again. And at my pocket Game Boy, my Game Boy Color, I was playing Donkey Kong
yes
on the Game Boy. So, I mean, it has a standard first level, just like Donkey Kong, that one level that Donkey Kong really had, and it has a ton of other levels and different features. Mario can do different tricks, he can get all sorts of stuff. And it was came out in about 94, I believe, 95, and it was for the Game Boy, and it's actually a lot of fun. Like, I've been playing through it, I'm like, ah, oh, totally forgot about this game, and it's
so the first level Donkey Kong is just like the original Donkey
yeah
Kong.
Yeah, just like the original. But then they all sorts of different monsters, different like themes for different areas. Like there's a jungle, there's a ship and city. And
well, see, I just got that new Game Boy. I'm sorry, that new GameCube with the Game Boy adapter. I'll have to find that cartridge.
Yeah, and it's actually a lot of fun. Like there's different ways. Like you can jump different ways to get different like heights and stuff. And there's different ways you can interact with the environment. Like there's these wires that he can spin on, and, like launch himself and all sorts of stuff. It's actually a
okay
lot of fun.
Did they make the graphics look like the original graphics? Or do they update them?
Slightly updated, yeah.
Is this a Game Boy,
Game Boy though, right?
Cartridge or a Game Boy Color or a Game Boy...
It's...
Make
so
him
the
say
Game
cartridge
Boy
again.
He did say cartridge. I heard it.
You said cartridge.
Cartridge.
Yeah, I heard
cartridge
it. I heard it.
All right, live with it, okay?
outrage.
No, we just love hearing you say it.
I love your consistency.
We love hearing you say it.
It works with the Game Boy Color, and I think that's what I was originally intended for. But I mean, it works on
the... Well, the reason I ask is I own the Donkey Kong Game Boy one. I don't remember those. The thing that you insert into the...
And then ridge.
No, the Sir D.
Say cards?
Oh, the Sir D.
The Sir D.
The Sir D.
And so I was thinking it was maybe a different, like, maybe a different...
Goes in the Durst
Game Boy, you know, yeah. Darker.
I bet
it's not the same as the original 80s Game Boy.
Alright. You ready to go?
Okay, mine's kind of... It's a pretty newer game, actually, but Cliff Horse.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes!
Nobody knows what it is.
Because I showed it to him.
All right, what the hell is Cliff Horse?
It's the newest game from Notch, the guy who came up with Minecraft.
Yeah.
No, who's not? Never heard that before.
It's amazing. You're a horse.
Amazing. Okay.
And there's cliffs.
Whoa.
Holy shit, what?
Killer IP, guys.
I know.
2014. You were here first on G2B.
No.
No.
No. But there is a ball... With the horse skin, the skin from the horse, it's just pasted onto the ball.
That sounds grotesque.
And you can push the ball around, you know, but the most the exciting point about Cliff Horse is it's a cliff horse. So the horse can cliff.
So what is this, lemmings?
No.
Like isn't Disney
a
lemmings?
Can you stop using cliff and horse to describe everything in this game?
There's no way to explain to the game.
You won't understand it if you play the game.
Like it does describe the game, though.
It's a spiritual experience. It really changed my life. You know?
Kind of like Goat Simulator?
But Kinda.
Okay.
Kinda.
But the horse, I was gonna say, I was like, that's an easy sequel.
The horse can defy gravity, and he just sticks to whatever surface he's on. He sticks to that surface, all right. You can't jump. And there's trees. There's trees too. But the trees are magical trees because as they come into vision, they grow about 4 feet. It's just something with the scaling in the game. All the trees, as you're like far away, they look the same height.
JJ?
And then as soon as you get within a certain point.
How high were you when you were playing this?
High are you right now?
Very.
He is really excited about this game, and I'm thinking,
you're sitting in front of a blank screen TV.
It's this new, cult hit that's, going across the net. It's free. You can, it's one of those,
it's like Rock Simulator. It's stupid.
If you want to pay a penny for it, you can. If you want to pay $10 for it, you can. But it's just him working on... It's basically... He made a game with the Unity engine.
I have seen several of Notch's games other than Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
And it does start to occur to me that Notch cannot program for shit.
No.
It occurs to me that he got really lucky once.
Yes.
And that really...
Lucky.
Yes. He did, though.
He
it's true.
Just does not know what the fuck he's
and
doing.
Now he's
wow. And you heard that here.
But it is a really nice...
Well, there goes
nice.
Notch from our listening. And there goes our sponsor for the week.
Send all hate mail to ScottBoy at guysgamesandbeer.net.
PlayBandit@yahoo.com. That's not really my email. Don't email me that.
Kevin, what do you got?
Okay, yeah, I think I'll go this route. Basically, I'm going to talk more about a particular developer of a series, because they're basically all the same. Yes, I know. He was using his hand just as much, okay?
Yeah, but I watch you.
Okay.
While you sleep. Yeah, get
anyhow. No, it's a company called Kairosoft. They make several different games. Initially, they were just ports of old cell phone games. Basically, a couple titles. There was the original was Game Dev Story, which
one
mean,
of the best
there
games
was a
ever.
Similar one. Yeah, there was a similarly premised game that came out on PC recently, but it was originally
a PC game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then they have a whole bunch of other titles. I mean, they're basically all the same thing. It's just you the numbers go up, and I mean, it's a Skinner box through and through. I mean, it's just there's really not much in the way. I mean, essentially, you do shit in the case of there's one about running a restaurant. There's one about running some kind of weird Japanese conveyor belt sushi restaurant. There's a couple space themed ones. I mean, basically, yeah, you build shit and the numbers go up and then you reset. Then you're scored at the end of, I think, 15 years usually. It's it's divided into various units of time. And I don't know, they're just, they get boring after a while. I don't know, I haven't played one of those games in a year and a half, because, I mean, they're all the same. They
it's
really
the
are.
The greatest boring game ever.
Well, that is not
the boring description of a boring game.
If it's difficult to describe, also, most of the time I play those games, I was pretty stoned. So, I don't know. I suppose that was the only way to communicate.
I feel like that's a recurring theme. Like, I found this game when I was real fucking high.
And it was awesome.
Really shitty.
Was that the only
but it was awesome when I was playing it.
Am I the only person that doesn't play video games high?
Why?
I swear.
Not.
I don't. Well, I mean,
it's hard to concentrate.
Now
I'm jacking off. What?
That's why you suck at video games.
All
right, so Travis.
So I'll do a video game and board game example. Unfortunately, it's a little difficult because all like the really good stuff is stuff I tend to show people. I'm very much a sharer. I'll bring stuff around and
I'm a sharer.
Force people to play
He's
stuff.
He's a whore.
Like, yeah,
I'm a grower.
He's a game raper.
So the first one I know I've shown a couple people, but I still play it on a regular basis just because it's hilarious, and it is called EnviroBear 2000.
Yes.
Yeah,
it is free, it is on the internet, and it is awesome. The premise of the game is you are a bear who is going to hibernate for the winter, and you have to find food before you hibernate. You are a bear driving a car in the woods, hitting trees, running through ponds. You have one. You use your mouse to control your arm, which you have to use to steer, shift between drive and reverse, hit the gas pedal, and so you basically use one arm to steer a car as a bear and drive all around, and there are other bears that are also driving around and trying to get food, and you have to basically hit things, and they fall on your dashboard, and then you pick them up and eat them.
Two questions. Who is driving?
Bear's
driving.
Bear's
driving. How can this be? And two, have we shown Bear this game? Because I feel like
I have.
An educational game.
I actually sat him down and made him play it with no pretense whatsoever.
Good. I love it.
He was so upset. The best part is as you grow levels, like, crazy shit happens, and you're, like, your bear, for some reason, grows an afro. And, like, and there's badgers that, like, rampant badgers. Basically, like, if, like, animals and stuff, or the beasts will catch fish or berries and stuff to eat, but other animals like badgers and bees and stuff will sting you, and they'll get stuck in the bottom of your car and, like, start hitting the gas and brake pedals. You just, like, throw them out of your car. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's fantastic physics. All right,
so video game.
Yeah.
All right, now you got a board game.
Okay, as for board games, and, like, again, everything that I really, really like, it tends to be, you know, three and up players, so I show it to people, and everybody here probably knows. But there's some really good two-player games that I really like that I don't think people get a chance to play. One of them to bring with me is Pixel Tactics. It's only two players. It's by this company, Level 99 Games. They do some really cool stuff.
What happened to the first 98 levels?
I don't know. They were so good, they just leveled up right away.
Exactly.
They've got 99
levels. They bought a level 99 account.
It's called a cheat code.
Yeah.
They bought the new expansion.
They rare candied.
Another one I have here is Pack of Heroes. I'll go ahead and show the camera.
Shove your pack in the camera.
Pixel Tactics again, which I didn't bring with me and I feel bad about. Basically,
you build
an army out of, and it's your stereotypical, like, JRPG heroes, and you actually fight each other. It's really cool. This one is based, and it has kind of a Golden Age of Comics feel to it. Basically, you assemble a team of heroes. It's got, like, these very, like, stereotypical, like, diatribes, like, computer robots and, like, zombies and
computer
all the
robots.
Fun stuff. But it's, like, all, yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's just got the very, like,
robots.
Stereotypical, like, comic book heroes.
Is
that a new Gen Con find?
No, actually, I had this on a Kickstarter.
I'm a computer.
A while ago.
I'm a computer.
I didn't get to play it until recently, because, unfortunately, it's only a two-player game, so if you have more than two players, it's like, oh, yeah, why don't you guys just sit and watch while
you
play this? So I didn't get a chance to play it until recently. It's a lot of fun, and it's only, like, $20, so you can't go wrong.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. So, your game.
No.
All right. This is, this game might be a bit more popular than, like, it is, but for what it was, at least for all the gamers that I know, it still seems not a whole lot of people have played this.
League of Legends?
No. Shut up. He plays more than just LOL.
It's,
kickball.
All right, Brian, from now on, input has to be made by people with a higher IQ than the bear mentioned.
At least I play games, Brian, and not just suck
at them.
Fall gig!
No!
Okay,
right.
So,
It's actually for the GameCube, and the crazy thing is, you know, the GameCube's not really known for its like mature content or its horror or anything. It's got to be one of the best horror games ever made for any system, Eternal Darkness.
Yes.
And this game not only had just incredible gameplay when it came to just either fighting enemies or having to find what you had to, this game scared the crap out of you on over and over again. It was so much fun to play. And not a whole lot of people knew about it because it was for the GameCube, so everyone just assumes, I guess, yeah, like any game besides Mario or some sports game, it's probably bad.
If I remember correctly, it was the first M game for the GameCube.
Yeah. And I actually bought it thinking it was a sequel to Perfect Dark. Yeah. And at first I was like, what is this crap? This third person, I'm some chick with a sword, and like... turned out to be one of the best games I've ever played.
Okay. Yeah. The sad part is Nintendo's holding on to that IP. And, like, they own basically the sanity function of the game is trademarked. So people really can't use something, anything similar to it. It was a very creative way of playing the game. And so I don't know if Nintendo plans on doing something in the future. But, I mean, like, there was supposed to be a spiritual successor that was potentially kickstarted, but it kind of went down the hole.
Oh, and the coolest part of the game that I haven't had a game or seen a game like this, you play through the generations of an entire family. There's this whole family of basically, like, demon hunters. Every generation is tied together, so you have to, like, yeah, at any given time, like, you start out as this lady, you play as her grandfather, you play as their great-grandma, then, like, it's really cool. Very cool game.
Nice. And see, because I just got another GameCube, now I'm going to have to find that game, too. Yeah, so I'm going to go back old school. I'm going to go back to, like,
Hoop and Stick.
The first game I think I bought at Gen Con, actually.
No one.
And this is, now, this goes back down to when, again.
Not Telling Guard.
No,
it wasn't Telling
Guard. It's Hoop and Stick, I'm telling you.
But, you know, the cool thing about this was still when you still had a lot of independent gamers coming out. And they were doing...
Really had no choice.
Yeah, well, that was it. So, this is a company called Metagaming Concepts. And what they had was all these, basically, micro games. They were very relatively simple games, dice games, with, like, a fold-out paper map and little chits
and
that you popped out of cardboard right there. So,
and hoops, really.
Yeah.
Some hoops.
The hoops were the best part.
Don't forget
part,
the
though.
Hoops.
So, but my first one that I bought was Wizards. And I probably paid like a whole $4 for it at Gen Con.
That's like
$8. What system was that for?
No, this is a...
$74
back then.
You had this like printed map.
It was a tabletopper.
It was a tabletopper. And then you were two wizards going back against each other. And you could do illusion or magic, and you had to kind of guess which was which. But Metagaming Concepts did all these games. And the original ones came in like plastic bags. Eventually, they finally got... classy, and they started actually coming in these really crappy little cardboard boxes. But the original ones back in, like, this was like 78, 79, came
plastic
like
just came out.
Plastic bag.
What about envelope?
It's all the rage!
He's on a roll!
It was all the rage.
Like,
the envelope games were even better. I played the envelope games too, but Wizards, I think, was the first game I actually picked up. So
that's an excellent choice.
And again, I will bet nobody here has played Wizards.
Nope.
Not play Wizards.
Gotcha.
Wizards on the Moon.
Damn.
No, that was Nazis.
You bought a decade before just about anyone.
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
Still counts.
Because we were all dead.
Still counts. I have all those games. I'm not dead.
No, Rob.
Unborn.
I'd like there a second bite at the apple.
We only exist
for Christ's sake. Go ahead. Yeah.
Go with it.
Keep it quick. All right. It will
be quick. And this actually a game, I don't think anybody here played it, but it was a big release. Epic Mickey.
Yeah.
What? Played it.
You played it?
On the Wii.
I don't know if everybody, everybody's cup of tea.
The second one sucked.
I think
it's the best Wii game for him.
I tried playing it and just couldn't get into it, but it was cool.
You got the
paint. I really liked it.
I like that. You got to paint.
Yeah, that was a new concept, but the Wii just doesn't have the response that I want it to. Like, it's just.
Did you just make that motion a few more times, please?
If they would have.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He knows that motion all too well.
This motion?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, that's really cool. I'm a little surprised because I wasn't sure that because you talk about horror and you talk about, you know, the League of Legends and all these sort of fighting and bloody and masculine, and that's a Rainbow Bright-esque title.
Yeah. No, they purposely got special licensing. They had to actually talk to Disney about that game.
Yeah,
they were in constant contact with Disney about it.
It was cool. Oh,
hey, you might want to move back.
The game was really cool because they, like, unlocked
Don't worry, one time, the Disney Larry ball. Was in it for, like, the whole thing. We got, like, a whole episode of Larry's buttocks. It was excellent. It was the most watched show. They just stared. There were people just taking screenshots of it. Just...
Son, you paid right. for something.
No, it's as good as wrapping up, Rob. Not as good as the secret.
So anyways, that's cool.
Rob, what is yours?
I'm gonna go with a system.
A system?
That nobody freaking bought.
Wow, nice job, guys.
That wasn't
me.
That
wasn't
us. Oh, there we go.
I brought it down here.
Three-way feet.
You did. I thought you were humping it earlier.
Yeah, I was humping it. And it's the NVIDIA Shield, which just came out about a year ago, and nobody bought it. I'm one of four people.
You're right, yeah, who probably owns it.
Yeah, and the NVIDIA Shield is possibly, in fact, not even possibly, is hands down the absolute best handheld game system I've ever owned. Ever.
You haven't it's been running your 3DS there.
It's your dock. No. It's. No.
Yeah.
No, it's better. Really no, it's better. Yeah, it runs pretty much everything up to the Dreamcast on it.
And now,
it's first person shooters are first person shooters that you play with dual sticks and you shoot with triggers. Like a man.
What's your favorite one to play on there?
Modern Combat 5 right now. But I've been playing. Yeah, obviously.
You still haven't played
Shadowgun. I play.
Yeah.
I got Shadowgun on here.
Yeah, you're my friend.
I noticed. I saw you.
That's what it says
online,
at least.
Blitz Brigade. Blitz Brigade is really good on it. Oh, here. I think I showed it before on the show.
You have.
There it is.
Okay, no more.
I just think it's...
No, it's right.
No, it's not right.
Oh, my God. It's so well constructed. And just...
It's so well constructed. Thank you for noticing.
It's compact.
Ben is so well constructed.
10 out of 10.
Small but
fierce. Would do again.
Small but fierce.
Pass that over.
Mm-hmm. Ben, do you
to Playboy over there. But yeah, no, I love that. I love that thing. I hope to God they make a second release. Yes. So.
What's it down to?
My testicle.
200.
Is roofie.
199
200.
Right now.
What, could you, what do you think you could find it for used?
Probably 150, I'd think.
Would you rather be roofied or ethered?
It's but really
there,
just...
There would be the worst one, because no one bought it.
No, the people that bought it, they sold it right away.
Oh, okay.
But,
please buy this.
Yeah, almost a year in now. I mean, you could just run all sorts of games on it. I mean, it's just a killer
all
system.
Expendable, nice.
Yeah. It's got a lot of old
remake.
Dreamcast games sitting
That's
on it.
That's a great remake.
Great movie.
What? Android?
Yeah, it runs Android natively. You can also stream games from your PC. You can stream games from the NVIDIA Grid
system. And
it actually
streams them quite nicely.
Yeah, you don't...
Which is the impressive thing. There's not the lag like there was on the...
Yeah, that thing.
Oh, God. Come on, Tom.
What was the name of that thing? That
what?
Terrible streaming
game service.
OnLive.
Yeah, OnLive. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said blocked it from my mind.
Yeah, I loaded tons of money into that fucking
thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember JJ saying, "Oh, this is a future game."
It is a future game.
Yeah,
it
was.
You didn't have to read
it. Yeah,
we have to read
it. Was
that?
It was the Dreamcast of the future of streaming.
There you go.
And
there you go.
And we will. We'll do a raid show on that. All right. Because they shattered all our chests.
Awesome. Whoa!
Whoa!
So, I hope that you found something new to play on this episode of Guys, Games, and Beer.
I'm well constructed!
And
small but fierce!
And apparently easy to play.
Just like all of us on Guys, Games, and Beer. Hey, thanks for watching!
Nice outro!
Come visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Win free games on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.